We may never see another investigation on the scale and scope of the church investigation.
Do you think that the CIA and military intelligence agencies and the FBI have used the emergency provisions, both in law and by emergency agency, to have contingency plans which threaten the liberty of American citizens?
The United States government has perfected a technological capability. At the same time, that capability at any time could be turned around on the American people. There would be no place to hide. The technological capacity that the intelligence community has given the government could enable it to impose total tyranny.
I mean, this Crooks kid that did this, that shot at the president, what happened?
I don't think the CIA is doing anything quite like MKUltra anymore.
Why do you think that?
I think you had the Church Commission hearings in the late 70s, and somehow things got exposed, and then when a bureaucracy is forced to be formalized.
After the Allied victory in Europe of World War II on May 8, 1945, the Office of Strategic Services, the intelligence agency formed during World War II, conducted Operation Paperclip, a program in which over 1,500 Nazi German scientists, technicians, and engineers were smuggled into the United States. President Truman's order concerning Operation Paperclip expressly excluded anyone even remotely associated with the Nazi Party. However, the Joint Intelligence Objectives Agency, a subcommittee of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, expunged from public record all Nazi Party affiliations in regards to the German scientists. From this exodus of evil sprung a variety of mind control operations. The Central Intelligence Agency succeeded the Office of Strategic Services during World War II as a result of the National Security Act of 1947. Which granted the CIA no police or law enforcement functions either at home or abroad to coordinate secret espionage activities against the Axis powers for the branches of the United States Armed Forces. Secretly, Project Chatter was conducted in order to identify agents synthetic and natural that could enhance interrogation. Project Bluebird experimented with the possibility of using humans as mind-controlled warfare agents. CIA Director Alan Dulles was quoted as complaining that they did not have enough human guinea pigs to try these extraordinary techniques. Thus, officially, the MKUltra project was sanctioned in 1953. The project received over $25 million and involved hundreds of experiments on human subjects at 80 different institutions.
I give the CIA a total credit for sponsoring and initiating the entire consciousness movement, counterculture events of the 1960s.
Human experimentation on the U.S. population finally crept into the public eye when, in the summer of 1975, Congressional Church Committee reports revealed to the public for the first time that the CIA and the Department of Defense had conducted experiments on both unwitting and cognizant human subjects as part of a huge program to control human behavior through the use of psychoactive drugs.
I'm Chris DiNicola, born July of 1962, rendering me 32 years of age. I was a subject in radiation as well as mind control and drug experiments performed by a man I knew as Dr. Green. All these experiments were performed on me in conjunction with mind control techniques and drugs in Tucson, Arizona. He often tied me down in a cage, which was near his office. Between 1972 and 1976, he and his assistants were sometimes careless and left the cage unlocked. Whenever physically possible, I snuck into his office and found files with reports and memos addressed to CIA and military personnel.
Recent declassified documents reveal the CIA's interrogation tests involving one of their own unwitting agents with an AI computer. This virtual interrogator from 1983 paved the way to carry out AI chatbot interviews with an unknowing public. The techniques of interrogation, control, and mental manipulation have brought into the modern world on
Nitric Boost, Turmeric 95, high quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Chase Geiser. Owen Schroyer is taking the week off for much-needed time off, and I will be hosting the show today, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Tomorrow will be hosted by Harrison Smith, and I will be hosting the American Journal. So we're playing a little bit of musical chairs around here at the InfoWars headquarters, located in the depths of Austin, Texas, right amidst the leftists all over. When you're surrounded on all sides, in the wise words of Alex Jones from just earlier today off air, he said you can attack in any direction. And that's exactly what we're going to be doing today. Politico is being mocked, by the way, after praising Dems for lacking drama at chaotic DNC in Chicago. And I don't even know where to begin in terms of covering the drama that we've seen here. First of all, it's in the city of Chicago, which is probably the biggest example other than San Francisco of shithole cities run by corrupt Democrats ruining entire states and failing to represent the interests of any of their constituents for the sake of a political corrupt mafia located in the heart of a major city that isn't even, in fact, the capital of said state. This is just another example of how corrupt and terrible and stupid and ignorant and incompetent and communist the leftists are. Just the very fact that they are having this in the depths of Chicago, which is basically the human trafficking capital of the world, the abyss where all morals and virtues and values go to die a painful death. If you go to Chicago, which I have been, and you walk down Division Street and watch the depravity of hookers and underage children being trafficked, you can see it as cop cars sit parked between alleys because they are paid off by the mob. It will just disgust you. And if you listen closely and put your ear close to the ground, you can hear the screaming and ripping and gnashing of teeth coming straight from hell just below the surface. That is how much of a tragedy Chicago is, that it even exists on the face of this planet, that it's even calling itself home here in the United States of America is a tragedy in and of itself, a travesty in and of itself. And I'll get into the details here, but we have Politico bragging about how there's no drama associated with this DNC, and it's basically a Democratic National Communist Convention. Should be called the DNCCP, as far as I'm concerned. But let's look at clip number 53 here of these estimated 100,000 protesters griping in favor of Palestine at the DMC. This is clip number 53. Just screaming. Free, free Palestine. They got rainbow flags and Palestine flags all together. These flags do not belong together, folks. They've had to bring in police officers from surrounding states and municipalities because they don't have enough law enforcement there to keep these leftists at bay. And don't get me wrong, I'm not for just the relentless bombing of the entire Gaza Strip and some of the war crimes that have been committed on those people. Don't get me wrong, but why is it that 100,000 people can show up in Chicago to protest on behalf of the Palestinians when no one shows up to protest on behalf of the interests of the American people? I mean, don't you care more about the innocent children in the United States of America who are suffering than the innocent children in Gaza Strip who are suffering? Don't you care about the innocent women in the United States of America who are suffering at the hands of these illegal migrants to the tune of tens of millions who have come into the United States and committed murders, rapes, and robberies? Then you care about the women in Gaza Strip who are being subjected to carpet bombing from Israel? I mean, I certainly do. I care more about the United States. I care more about the interests of American Jews than Israeli Jews and the interests of American Muslims than Palestinian Muslims. And you have Pritzker coming out in clip number 23 here in doing this welcome message. First of all, Pritzker is the epitome of trash. I mean, if you think Alex Jones is fat, Pritzker could roll up Alex Jones in a tortilla and eat him. This man is giant. He's like Chris Christie,
but he's like his own form of Krispy Kreme donuts himself, Pritzker. And this guy is notoriously corrupt, associated deeply with not Rosemont Seneca, but Stratton Oakmont, which is the investment firm from Jordan Belfort's criminal days back in the early 90s. This is somebody who is abundantly corrupt, associated with the mafia, terrible leadership in Illinois. Everybody in Illinois, I'm from Illinois, lived there for 18 years, absolutely hates him. And he comes out just fully loaded in clip number 23, fat is all get out, screaming into the microphone about how excited he is to welcome Democrats into the hellhole that is the city of Chicago, in the state of Illinois, in the United States of America. Let's watch clip number 23.
This is Governor J.B. Pritzker. What a privilege it is to welcome you all to the great state of Illinois. We're so thrilled to be hosting this year's Democratic National Convention. Here in the Prairie State, we've made tremendous progress improving the lives of our residents and investing in working families and the most vulnerable among us. Along with the federal infrastructure bill here in Illinois, we doubled down to build some of the best roads, airports, and highways in the country. We've raised workers' wages. We've grown new industries like clean energy and quantum computing. And we've become a safe haven for reproductive
They've grown industries like quantum computing? I thought that was still theoretical.
Community. We're proud to have an opportunity to show off all we've accomplished and share it with you. Chicago is one of the great global cities, and this state remains a historic beacon to the world for the common American values we all share. There's so much to see and do while you're here. Illinois is in the middle of everything. And here in Chicago, you can experience so much of that. Whether it's miles of gorgeous lakefront, world-class museums, award-winning restaurants, the culture of our 77 communities, or a thriving local arts scene, there's something for everyone to enjoy. Welcome to Chicago. Stay a while, and then come again. We can't wait to have you back.
It's like one of those bad airport messages from the mayor. Welcome to LaGuardia. We know that it's totally dirty and disgusting, and you're probably frustrated because we've canceled your flight and lost your luggage. Meanwhile, all the customer support representatives don't speak the language of Americans. They don't speak English. Welcome to LaGuardia. Welcome to Chicago, where we sell our soul for the sake of satanic globalist New World Order agendas, and we totally compromise all of your interests because we don't care about what the common American man needs whatsoever. And frankly, I'm associated with Jimmy Hoffa and the Teamsters, and I love unions because the unions of the mob, and the mob runs my city. This guy is trash. Absolutely disgusting trash. And I can't wait for the day when my children say, who was Pritzker? Because he's gone. He's no longer relevant. He is abundantly evil and corrupt and just absolutely disgusting. I mean, he makes Blagojevich look like a saint. This guy needs to go. And apparently tonight we've got some amazing speakers here at this DNC convention. We've got Joe Biden. He's going to go up and mumble for probably exactly 4 minutes from a teleprompter. Hopefully they got him juiced up enough that it's not so embarrassing to see him lose his mind on stage. I'm actually feeling like this is a Hail Mary here. Maybe tonight Joe Biden at the DNC will announce that he is resigning as the president of the United States. Maybe that's going to be the big media powwow explosion that tonight on stage Joe Biden resigns as the president of the United States and officially passes the torch in all ways to Kamala Harris. Maybe she'll even be sworn in on stage and the media will say, wow, a powerful moment when Joe Biden just nominated and declared the first female president of the United States of color too. Oh my gosh, minds will blow. And she'll probably give the same speech that she's been giving from state to state, city to city, and interview to interview, like in clip number 30 here, which is the supercut from Kamala Harris. It's all posted by the great Tim Young at Tim Runs His Mouth. The supercut you didn't want to see. This is clip number 30. You've got to watch this disgusting trash.
As a democracy, we know there's a duality to the nature of democracy.
You know, I think that there's a duality to the nature of democracy.
The nature of democracy, there's a duality to it. It has two sides to it.
On the one hand, incredible strength.
On the one hand, there's incredible strength.
Oh, it's so strong.
What it does for its people to protect and defend their rights, their liberty, and their freedom.
In terms of what it does to uphold and protect individual rights and freedom.
In terms of the strength it gives its people and protects in terms of individual freedom.
And incredibly fragile.
And it is very fragile.
On the other hand, democracy, extraordinarily fragile.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are saying that she seems like she's drunk in a lot of these interviews. This is clip 10. I want to run this. Do you think that she seems like she's trashed? Is she just jet lagged? Is she tired? I mean, don't get me wrong. I understand a woman in her position might like to drink a little alcohol. It's incredibly stressful to, run and operate a coup to take over the most powerful country in the world for the sake of just totally subjugating its people and selling them out to foreign interests like China and Russia and others. But does she seem to you like she might be a little off kilter, like she might be taking the booze a little too far here in clip number 10?
Because when we think about the strength of our democracy, you know, I think that there's a duality to the nature of democracy. When it's intact, oh, it's so strong in terms of what it does to uphold and protect individual rights and freedoms. So strong in its nature. And it's very fragile.
Now, her speaking career cannot simply be reduced to giving the same speech over and over again in different states of mind, whether drunken or sober, but she's failing explicitly to answer any tough questions. Actually, they should be very easy questions, spontaneously improvised, not memorized, not using a teleprompter. Like in clip number 8 here, she fails to even articulate in the simplest of ways how she plans to fund any of these astronomical initiatives where she's just promising the world to everyone always, all the time in exchange for votes, using promises that are virtually impossible to keep. This is clip number 8.
You unveiled your economic policies last week.
Yeah.
Can you explain how you're going to pay for those? And can you give us a sense of what other policies you want to unveil going forward?
Sure. Well, I mean, you just look at it in terms of what we are talking about, for example, around children and the child tax credit and extending the EITC. It's at $6,000 for the first year of a child's life. The return on that investment in terms of what that will do and what it will pay for will be tremendous. We've seen it when we did it in the first year of our administration. We reduced child poverty by over 50%. So that's a lot of the work. And then what we're doing in terms of the tax credits, we know that there's a great return on that investment. And when we increase home ownership in America, what that means in terms of increasing the tax base, not to mention property tax base, what that does to fund schools, again, return on investment. I think it's a mistake for any person who talks about public policy to not critically evaluate how you measure the return on investment. When you are strengthening neighborhoods, strengthening communities, and in particular
Doug's
the
just
economy
nodding.
Of those communities.
He figured out that was the best way to just, end a fight with Kamala, just to nod, even if it just doesn't make any sense whatsoever what she's saying. In clip 15 here, she's talking about what our election is about. So not only can she so eloquently answer the question as to how she's going to pay for these asinine, communist, frankly, Maoist policies inspired by Walz and his love of the Little Red Book, which he bought dozens of in 1995 when he was in China with one of our callers, chiding this caller for any criticism of what happened at Tiananmen Square, chiding this caller for trying to stop the People's Liberation Army from beating a crippled man to death. This is all documented. It was covered on Sunday Night Live. Caller Shad from, I believe, North Dakota, just a couple of weeks ago, last week actually, blew all of our minds with his tales of his extravaganzas with Tim Walz in China in 1995. This is an avowed Maoist inspiring Kamala Harris to answer these questions in a totally asinine way. But this is what she says in clip number 15, our election is all about. Let's hear from the wise, joyful Kamala, this Maoist shill.
Our election is about understanding the importance of this beautiful country of ours in terms of what we stand for around the globe as a democracy. As a democracy, we know there's a duality to the nature of democracy. On the one hand, incredible strength.
Here she goes again.
When it is intact.
The super cut from hell.
What it does for its people to protect and defend their rights, their liberty,
but on the other
their
hand,
freedom.
Fragile.
Incredibly strong. And incredibly fragile.
Oh, boom! There she is. But don't worry, these people are not a political elite, folks. In clip number 7, you'll see they're just like us. Tim Walz and Kamala Harris are just like this, despite the fact that they walk into a grocery store or a gas station looking totally confused as if they haven't seen one for decades. They are just like us. Clip number 7.
Isn't this it?
Yeah,
that's Pritzker
there.
Is
so
envious.
There you go.
I was not invited to the real.
Cornets over there.
Ugh. absolutely disgusting. There's a longer clip of that. I don't know if it's in the list or not. Don't worry about it. But there's a longer clip of Kamala Harris that shows her walking in, and she looks totally startled and frazzled. It's like that meme of Hillary Clinton when she saw the confetti fall from the sky at the DNC in 2016, and Bill's laughing. And then, you know, Hillary's looking around. Look how surprised she is in this clip here. Look how just amazed she is. She can't believe where things are looking. Oh, you must work here. I'm going to shake your hand. You must work here. And look at her. Oh, look at this. We could get sandwiches if we want. We've got prearranged meals. Wow, this is so great, you guys. I'm going to walk back here into the aisle, and I'm going to act like I'm not being filmed. This is totally natural. I'm just like all of you people. What do you mean, you people? You know, you people. Absolutely disgusting trash from the likes of Kamala Harris here. And this DNC is obviously going to be a total crap show. I mean, it's unbelievable just to see the list of speakers that are speaking. We've got Joe tonight. We've got Hillary tonight. Two of the most evil bastards in the history of politics in the United States of America. Frankly, the world for that matter. Then we've got Big Mike tomorrow and Barack Obama. And then Wednesday night is Walls. And Thursday night, of course, is Kamala. Now, I am just hoping that somehow something goes awry this week and Kamala Harris is unseated. I don't know if it's possible. I'm not even saying it's going to happen. But that would just be mind-blowingly amazing if Donald Trump successfully beat Joe Biden and then successfully beat Kamala Harris and they had to throw a third candidate for him to beat on November 5th. And that would be like record-setting material here to beat three candidates who had all of the delegates in a presidential election. Absolutely mind-blowing stuff that I can only hope would happen, but it looks like she's going to be the candidate. You know, I don't like to say that Roger Stone was wrong about this, and, you know, I'd like to talk to him about this, but it seems like it's actually going to be Kamala Harris, folks, and that Michelle Obama did not get the ticket. Maybe she was offered, and she just absolutely doubled down on her decline for the opportunity to be the president of the United States. In which case, Roger Stone is right, even though it hasn't turned out the way that he predicted, because she was probably offered the position. And one of the pieces of evidence that shows that he might have been right about this is the fact that the Obamas neglected to formally endorse Kamala Harris for at least 24 hours after virtually everyone else did. Biden issued that bizarre letter. It didn't even look like his signature on the letter on that. I believe it was a Sunday, saying that he was no longer going to seek the office of the presidency for a second term. And almost immediately, he endorsed Kamala Harris on social media. All of the campaign accounts on social media, campaign headquarters, all of their names immediately changed to Harris 2024 from Biden 2024, Kamala 2024 from Biden 2024, and Biden HQ became Kamala HQ. All of it happened immediately, but the Obamas waited at least 24 hours, maybe it was 48 hours before they would formally endorse Kamala Harris. And they did this bizarre thing where they had this phone call. Do you remember they recorded the phone call and Kamala Harris acted like she was so surprised to be receiving a phone call from the Obamas to formally endorse her, even though it was recorded with high production quality. Same exact trick they tried to pull when she called Tim Walz to say that he had been chosen as the candidate for the vice president of the United States. Both sides were recording as the call was received, and they fake it like, oh, you missed our first call, trying to be cute. It's like, oh, I didn't recognize the number from the caller ID. Didn't you realize that you were going to get a phone call from Kamala Harris at the moment you had a whole entire film crew set up to record the call? Guys, do you have this clip ready? I see it rolling. Can we run it with sound from the beginning? Yeah. Okay, so this clip absolutely blows my mind. They take this trick, and then they try to do it again for Tim Walz. We'll actually run both clips if we can find both of them. Let me know when it's ready. I'd love to run that to show the audience. But I just can't believe how phony these people are with their fake Dorito-buying extravaganzas, with their fake phone calls, with their fake endorsements, with their fake first phone calls and announcing who the vice president of the United States is going to be, acting like it's all this impromptu surprise stuff. It's like, it's always a surprise birthday party. She walks into a room, she acts like she's surprised. She walks out of a room, she acts like she's surprised. She gets a phone call, she acts like she's surprised. And on November 5th, when she loses in the election by a landslide, she's going to act like she's surprised. And now Politico is totally surprised that there are estimates of tens of thousands of people in Chicago, the capital of human trafficking of the world, protesting on behalf of Palestine. You made this beast, leftists. You made this beast that hates you and loathes you and betrays you. The leftist machine that you create always comes back to bite you. When you wake up a beast, yes, it may terrorize your enemies. Yes, it may benefit your enemies, just like when Japan bombed Pearl Harbor, it woke a sleeping giant, but it will come back to bite you. And that sleeping giant that awoke ended up becoming the military-industrial complex, which is terrorizing our very own people today. We're seeing all of this happen again. History doesn't necessarily repeat itself directly, but it does rhyme, and it is cyclical rather than linear, and we are seeing patterns, echoes of the past manifest right before our eyes, whether it's the similarities of the total economic collapse in the Weimar Republic in the 1920s and early 1930s that led to this fascist populist movement. Now we're seeing the same thing happen right now. And the only thing keeping us from total communism is the fact that the American people haven't suffered enough to warrant a total communist revolution in this country. But that's exactly what Kamala Harris and Tim Walz want. And they understand that communism will work from a branding front up to a certain point. It's why they use words like joy, which are words that were typically associated with Mao. Mao's words bring joy. This is something that goes way back to the Chinese Revolution and the policies that led to the Great Leap Forward, which amounted to upwards of 60 million deaths between 1958 and 1962. I mean, more people died from communism between 1958 and 1962 during the Great Leap Forward than died from white supremacy between 1619 and 2019 combined. We're talking 4 years of death, greater than 400 years of this white supremacy that Joe Biden says is the greatest threat to national security. I mean, it's total trash, total garbage. But they understand that in order to bring about a total communist revolution in this country, everything has to collapse and suffering has to skyrocket. They want to systematically bring about the collapse of our economy, our dollar, our military, our civilization as a whole. And once that collapse happens, people will be willing to give over any of their rights for the sake of a little temporary relief promised by this socialist New World Order takeover. This communism has morphed into globalism. It is the same political philosophy, and they will ruin everything that you hold dear, whether it's your family or your ability to make a living, if it means that they will have total political power forever. So first, we're going to come up on a break in about 90 seconds, and we'll show you those clips on the other side. In the meantime, please visit InfoWarsStore.com. Guys, we have amazing products for sale, and it's more important now than ever that you support us because the leftist, globalist, New World Order political class is trying to shut down this broadcast before this election. They're trying to kill the president, President Trump. They're trying to imprison any political opponents like Steve Bannon or Owen Schroyer. And they're trying to shut down Alex Jones. First, they try to censor you. If that doesn't work, they try to imprison you. And if that doesn't work, they try to kill you. So we are in the midst of the deaths of our three lives right now. And by supporting InfoWars, you can keep us on the air and actually save America from these leftist, communist, Maoists who want to take over the entire political apparatus that is the United States government and institute a new depopulation agenda through a new version of the Great Leap Forward that will create a mass shortage of food, that will cause a massive depopulation, that will go down in history as the Kamala cost if we don't stop it on November 5th. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get Better Mood Plus. This is great for stabilizing your mood in a natural way that doesn't have all this SSRI going to make you a mass shooter stuff going with it. Nerve Renew, which is basically a painkiller. Probably can't call it a painkiller, but you don't have to worry about your kids or your grandkids stealing it from the cabinet and then overdosing only for you to realize that it was imported by leftists from China. And we've got vitamin C plus zinc with rose hips for bioavailability. Get any of these amazing products, invest in your health, and be the reason that InfoWars is still on the air. Stay tuned for more on the other side.
Why do we sit there and act like these people are so important? And still the old politicians, especially the Republicans, they still put stock in what the media says, the corporate media. You want to be attacked by CNN. You want to be attacked by ABC News. It just shows that they've done everything they can to destroy me and demonize me and say I'm all these horrible things that I'm not. And it hasn't worked. Yeah, I lied about WMDs in Iraq and tripled the sanctions and starved 2.5 million people to death, 1 million kids. Yeah, I opened the borders up. I shipped the fentanyl in. I run the giant rape gangs. I'm starting World War III with Russia. I'm cutting children's penises off. Oh, no, that's openly, publicly, the government and the system. No, I'm not doing any of that. And I sure as hell ain't perfect. At the end of the day, I love God and I love justice. And just because you guys twist a bunch of crap and make a bunch of stuff about Elon Musk or Donald Trump or Alex Jones, the dog ain't hunting.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller, so we have actually pretty sound filtration system. But sure, I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
I hate to use this analogy, but truth is the way to go, so I'll just use it. I remember growing up with all four of my grandparents. And first my dad's dad died, and then his mother died, and then my mother's father died, and my mother's mother died. And they were all amazing, and you think they're always going to be there. But one day they're dead. Well, it's the same thing with InfoWars. We've barely survived in the last few years, like right up to millimeters. And people then go, well, you're still on air. You must be invincible. We were shot up. The operation's bleeding to death. And that's okay. We've done our mission, and we're going to continue on even if this operation shut down. But that said, I don't want to prove to you by not going 100% and us shutting down that I wasn't BSing about this. We are very, very, very close to being shut down. And literally, the final products we have in come in at InfoWarsStore.com could be the last time you get them. Now, there's a lot of stuff that goes into this, a lot of strategy. There's a good chance, 50-50, we can stay on air. But if we don't get funding, we will shut down. I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get amazing products. Now, these three have been bestsellers. And these are the last runs of them, unless we get a deal done in the next few months. So we have Vitamin Mineral Fusion. We have the Vitamin C with zinc and the rose hips that's so incredible. And we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, all discounted. But this could easily be the final run. So I need your support, plus they're great products. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com. And while you're there, get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, whatever you do, share the article, share the videos, and pray for the broadcast. You've kept us on air this long, and I'm very thankful to all of you. But we are now at go moment here with this election, everything going on. We need your support now. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and support us in this critical time.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Exploring the globalist agenda, it's The War Room with your host, Chase Geiser.
Kamala.
Hi.
Hey there.
Oh, hi, you're both together. Oh, it's good to hear you both.
I can't have this phone call without saying to my girl Kamala, I am proud of you. This is going to be
We called to say Michelle and I couldn't be prouder to endorse you and to do everything we can to get you through this election and into the Oval Office.
Oh, my goodness. Michelle, Barack, this means so much to me. I am looking forward to doing this with the two of you, Doug and I both, and getting out there, being on the road. But most of all, I just want to tell you the words.
This is the first time I've talked to you since 2014. I knew you were going to say all this, but I'm not surprised.
It means so much. And we're going to have some fun with this, too, aren't we?
God. Oh, I swear, if I go to hell, they're going to play that on repeat.
Hi, this is Tim.
It's Kamala Harris. Good morning, Governor.
Good morning, Madam Vice President.
Surprise phone call.
I want you to do this with me. Let's do this together. Would you be my running mate, and let's get this thing on the road?
I would be honored, Madam Vice President.
The joy that you're bringing back to the country, the enthusiasm that's out there, it'll be a privilege to take this with you across the country.
Well, let me tell you, I have just the utmost respect for you. I have really enjoyed our work together. You understand our country. You have dedicated yourself to our country in so many different and beautiful ways. And we're going to do this. We're going to win. And we're going to unify our country and remind everyone that we are fighting for the future for everyone. So let's get out there and get this done.
Everyone
okay?
except for white heterosexual men.
Do the work in front of us. Let's win this.
They'll be fighting.
All right,
China.
Buddy, I'll see you soon. Take care.
While we fight for everybody else.
Okay. Bye.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I just can't believe how full of it they are. I should know this, and I understand that. You know, both campaigns on the right and the left, they both do their little gimmicks and their little cute things so they can get some sort of a viral component. But just the fact that you would so brazenly fake a phone call like that, I mean, it's akin to the ad that she ran weeks ago about we out here in these streets and some of the videos we see of her speaking to different populations and just adopting their local dialectic and then their language, their syntax, semantics, what have you. They're just so full of it and fake and evil, and it's obviously disgusting and corrupt. And then they lie about everything else. They lie about her being the border czar and all the policies, and they act like no tax on tips is their idea, and they act like these policies that they steal from Trump were their ideas first. It's an arms race for populism right before our eyes. And I think the best way to really lay this out is to show you this hilarious cartoon that depicts border czar Kamala Harris in clip number 55 telling us about her exciting new policies right here. Go ahead and run this.
Meet your new Democratic nominee, Kamala Harris.
Why would you nominate her? Wasn't she the border czar over all of this?
She was never the border czar.
Don't you have all these articles saying she was in this document from Congress.gov?
No! You are forgetting that she was the border czar.
Oh, fine, fine. Okay. Well, what about this bail fund for rioters in 2020 that she promoted?
She never donated to a BLM bail fund.
Ow. I literally have her tweet promoting the exact bail fund right here.
No, you do not.
She said we have to defund the police.
No, she didn't.
What? It was like her whole platform.
No, it wasn't.
You're denying things we all saw. There are records.
No, there aren't.
She was ranked as single most liberal senator in the country.
No, she was not.
You can't gaslight voters into...
Kamala Harris is conservative.
What?
She was ranked the most conservative senator.
How can you erase her entire history?
I can imagine what will be unburdened by what...
2.0 is a new creation. Kamala 2.0 is appealing. With Kamala 2.0, we will reach the broadest and most important mass of the electorate.
I'm Brett. It's Brett Summer in the coconut tree.
Terminally online homosexuals.
Good luck.
Now, I think it was Rob Dew that posted this earlier today. It's clip number 48. And I'm sorry to be showing this to you, but that last cartoon, which is absolutely hysterical, God bless Freedom Tunes for putting that together, reminded me so much of it. You're the noise in the background of just cackle, cackle, murmur, murmur, cackle, cackle, murmur, murmur. It's all in the throat. It's like an animal that makes involuntary sounds. Like my dog, it's a border collie, sleeps under the bed. And you can tell when he's having a dream because he's making all sorts of weird sounds. That's like Kamala Harris when she's like, when there's an error that comes up in her mind that says, you know, control alt delete, please force this reset. Or it's just showing, you know, your computer was not rebooted properly. You may lose data if you don't log in properly. She's just... And I think that this clip here, 48, really just is an outstanding compilation of the sum of her substance as a candidate for the president of the United States. Let's run it.
You landed haymakers on Joe Biden. How do you go from being such a passionate opponent?
It was a debate.
Oh,
life. Somebody said that in the, actually it was Mike Pence on the debate stage.
Is there something wrong with her, too?
The media said Joe Biden's president.
Is there something wrong with her? She kept laughing.
The media said, what?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you are welcome for that. That is a piece of gold. Thank God for Rob Dew at Dew's News for sharing that. I couldn't help but play that because this is what we are in store for the next 4 to 8 years if this Maoist comes into office. She's not going to get any better, folks. It's one of those diseases similar to monkeypox where we're not sure that you can ever really get better from it. It's only going to affect a certain community and those adjacent to that community who are abused and psyoped by that community. This cackle is only contagious to those who are most susceptible for the evil that is the cackle itself. It comes from a satanic place, a cabal, a Kamala Cost place of depopulation and hatred and stupidity and incompetence, all merged together in a melting pot of corruption. It manifests in this cackle, spewing and boiling over in this cauldron from the wicked witch of the left that is Gretchen Whitmer just going, ah! Right before our eyes. This is the cackle. And meanwhile, everybody's just going to be reluctant to share the fact that maybe they're positive at all of this disease. Maybe they've actually been exposed to this disease and they're subject to some of the ails of this disease. Let's look at clip number 11 here. This is the type of leftist that will be exposed to and then succumb to the Kamala cackle the same way that they're vulnerable to things like HIV or monkeypox right before our eyes and just fighting not to even have to reveal the information that they've been infected to those in the community who would like to stay immune to the evil that is the cackle right before our eyes. Clip number 11.
I need to tell you something. Like, I'm HIV positive. Mm-hmm. And I remember he like looked at me. It was like I murdered him. I was like, yeah. I thought he was going to beat the shit out of me. He was like, I can't believe you wouldn't tell me. And like, you gave me HIV.
More on the other side, and, like, folks. I'm in a paradox or a catch-22. If I sat here and tried to tell you all the things that have been done to InfoWars, it distracts us from the attacks the globalists are carrying out against America and the people of the world. But at the same time, if I don't tell you what's happening to us, you won't know how desperate the situation is. It's a paradox. But the enemy wants to attack us, they admit, to drag us off of our mission, exposing their operations at such a critical time. So I'm just going to say this. We're in the fight against the New World Order. We stand with you because I know my children are going to grow up in a world with your children. If they have any future, your children have to have a future. So we're brothers and sisters in this. And I need your support. I'm humbly asking for your support. Plus, these are great products. And this could be the last run. We're very close to being shut down. If people come through and support us, we'll survive if it's God's will. But we have Vitamineral Fusion. We have this incredible 1,000 milligram organic vitamin C with rose hips and zinc. It's so amazing for your immune system and body. It's back in stock. Body's ultimate turmeric formula, been sold out for months. Back in stock is 95% curcuminoid. This could be your last chance to get these products. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get these products, because without your support, we are going to be shut down. Plus, these are really amazing products. So I humbly thank you for all your past support. And regardless of what happens, we've fought as hard as we could. We never gave up. We never backed down. But really, this is a symbiotic relationship. We bring you hardcore information, game-changing info, and you support us, keep us on the air. So I want to thank you all for your past support. I want to encourage you now in what could be your last chance to get these three products that are finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Bodies, Vitamin C, Vitamineral Fusion, now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime. But of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored. That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Put HIV positive on my like on my profiles. People don't want to touch you. I remember being on a date with someone, so I brought him back to my place. Was like, okay, like I need to tell you something. Like I'm HIV positive, and I remember he like looked at me. It was like I murdered him. I was like, I thought he was gonna beat the shit out of me. He was like, I can't believe you wouldn't tell me, and like you gave me HIV, and like was just losing his mind. And I'm like, no, that's not possible. Even if I bled on you, like in an open wound, like that wouldn't happen. I'm undetectable, you know. But he just like didn't want to hear it. Now, like. The way the law goes, like being undetectable, like I really don't have to like disclose my status. Right. And you think about it, like anyone that you meet on your first date or if like you're hooking up, like are they you like, have something. I have diabetes, I have high blood pressure. You're not telling them any of this shit. Oh, yeah. Where HIV is now, like if you are undetectable, like you don't necessarily like have to disclose that. I don't think you're putting anyone at any risk that you have to like necessarily go through that, but it's because of the stigma and shame that I feel like I have to disclose. People would look at that as betrayal.
Unbelievable. We're going to show you clip number 19 next. I believe it was one of the Krasenstein clones who posted this, but I could be mistaken. With the caption, "This campaign is just so freaking refreshing." This is clip number 19. Tell me, do you think that this is refreshing?
And these, each of these volunteers and the people put it on, they all said it. They said it is so much better to be for something rather than against something. To be for the future, not going back. Those.
You know what the future looks like in every science fiction movie, right?
Some of us who have less hair and are old enough can remember when you could go to Thanksgiving, watch a Steelers game with your relatives, and not complain about politics the whole time, not be on each other's
neck. Certainly can't do that under Joe Biden, can
you? Because you shared a commitment to democracy, a commitment to personal freedoms, a commitment to public education, a commitment to infrastructure. We don't call each other names. We don't do it. And we don't use the least fortunate amongst us as punchlines for our jokes because they're our neighbors. They're our neighbors. And so you're getting an opportunity to see the best side of America. And for the young people here, they maybe haven't seen a campaign like this because of COVID, because of things that's happening. This is a chance to bring out that joy, turn the page, and look to the future. This idea of going forward. So Doug is right. He told you. My kids were backstage in awe. He didn't tell you. They were probably in awe because they could not believe that I got through that thing and through that speech, that was amazing to them. But I'll tell you what, they have felt part of this family because they can feel the decency radiating off these people. They can see the commitment. Yeah, they know that children matter. They know that family matters. They know that individuals matter. And this leader knows that it's not any of government's business to be in your health care decisions. Those are your decisions.
As they nationalize healthcare.
This is just so refreshing to hear these leftists talk about this futuristic utopia where we're all going to be at Thanksgiving together with a shortage of turkey and we'll be sharing one pot of mashed potatoes that we grew in our own backyard because it was all that we had access to because everything has been price fixed. And so there's been a shortage because when businesses can't make money selling food, then they stop producing the product they can't make money on. And we issue these price fixes. So if you do buy a steak, it is only $3, but there just aren't any steaks anywhere. There just isn't any food anywhere. This is the leftist trash, Maoist trash, akin to Mao's great leap forward from 58 to 62 that ultimately leads to tens of millions dead, all while a cult of personality still worships these people like gods despite the fact that they're associated with the genocide of an entire generation. I mean, you got to keep in mind, folks, there is still a cult of Mao that exists right now in the CCP, in the nation of China, despite the fact that everyone who is alive in China is directly related to or a survivor of the tens of millions of people who starved as a result of Maoist policies between 58 and 62. This guy thinks he's some kind of a hero, that he brought him out of an agrarian economy, an agricultural economy, into a new industrial economy through communism. No. The only reason that China has an economy to speak of is because they adopted a capitalist hybrid with communism. It is basically a communist form of fascism where the government controls industry but allows the invisible hand, capitalism, and a free market to operate with heavy regulation and oversight to some extent that makes it the supplier of all of our goods and services here in the United States. And he wants to continue to worship and praise that despite the fact that it leads to the total eradication of freedom everywhere, the starvation of people to the tune of tens of millions of people, and absolutely no freedom whatsoever, where every aspect of your life is monitored, surveilled, and controlled by a centralized government of incompetent, retarded people who actually hate you. One of the main differences between the CCP, China, and the United States of America is that under communist China, under this Maoist cult of personality, they have total homogenous culture. There are basically only Chinese in China. Do you think that that's going to work here in the United States? At least in China, they can worship and praise their own culture, but our leftists here degrade our culture repeatedly. Berating it, saying that freedom itself is white supremacy, saying that things like punctuality and mathematics are racist themselves because they are tools of a racial superiority from the history of our past. That we have to go into the future and abandon things like reason and critical thinking and looking things up for yourself and thinking for yourself and having freedom of speech. That we have to monitor not just the actions and words of all people, but the very thoughts themselves of people. They want us to be exactly like the United Kingdom, which is putting people in prison for months and months because of very reasonable comments that they're making. In fact, let's play clip number 47 here. I believe clip number 47 is the UK releasing thousands of prisoners to make room for political dissidents. Clip number 47 right now.
We will guarantee a prison cell. We will make sure that those people who need to be in prison will be in prison, not necessarily in the area where they live. They may be 200-300 miles away from home, but we will guarantee people a prison cell.
With the numbers are so tight there. How can you make that guarantee?
They are tight, and that's why we've initiated Operation Early Dawn. So basically, the easiest way to describe it is one in, one out. So as people get released, we can then pick up people from police cells and take them to court, and we will triage that three times a day.
I don't even know what to say. They're going to release 5,000 people to make room for political dissidents, and they're not even going to imprison them next to their families, which is what is considered humane in most Western civilizations. So no matter what you've done, at least your mother or your spouse or your children can come and visit you in prison. They are going to imprison you hundreds of miles away from where you live, totally isolating you and alienating you from your entire family, despite the fact that all the research shows, all the studies show that the fastest path to rehabilitation for any crime is being interconnected with your community as soon as possible upon release. They just want to set you up for failure and isolation and misery. And this is what we worship. This is the great joy that Kamala Harris and Tim Walz bring. This is the joy that Mao spoke of. Not only are they going to starve you, but they're going to imprison you and isolate you from your family while they condemn you for praising your own culture and your own people, because that's bigoted and racist and criminal and in the incitement of violence, despite the fact that sponsoring at a federal level the invasion of your country is itself the incitement to violence. I am so sick of these people. They are trash. And if we don't beat them on November 5th peacefully, there will be no other solution than civil war, whether it happens in 10 years or 100 years. The only way out of communism is civil war. You cannot vote your way out of communism. You have to revolutionize your way out of it. You have to fight your way out of it. You can vote your way into it, but you can't vote your way out of it. And that's exactly what these leftist garbage human beings want for this country. It makes me absolutely sick, especially since it's so abundantly obvious and people refuse to acknowledge the fact of objective reality that this is evil, anti-human garbage. It is the antithesis of everything that is ever considered good by the brightest, most moral among us, by the leaders of history who have fought for good over evil. This is the antithesis. It is CCP, Maoist, leftist trash. It's infecting the UK. It's infected Canada. It's infected South America and Central America. And now it's infecting the United States because our people are too freaking stupid to understand that these leftist garbage people are evil to the core. They understand their policies wreck economies and people and lead to starvation and death and genocide and war and violence. That's exactly what they want. They want the collapse because the collapse empowers them, and all they really care about is power. It's obvious. Wake up, please. And if you want to fight back, the best way you could do that is by sharing this broadcast, by going to band.video or infowars.com/show, cutting the clips, re-uploading them, and making this content go viral, because this plan of theirs to conglomerate all political power into one new world government, one globalist agenda, only works if the people are too blind, ignorant to see it coming. And all we have to do is wake them up. It doesn't even have to be a majority. It just has to be a substantial, activated minority in order for us to have total victory in this information war, folks. So please share this broadcast and keep us on the air long enough to ensure that enough people the world over can see it to wake up by going to InfoWarsStore.com right now, purchasing any number of our products. They're all top of the line, the best supplements. Invest in your health while keeping InfoWars on the air at InfoWarsStore.com right now. More news on the other side.
We got a big announcement at InfoWarsStore.com. All InfoWars MD supplements, a premium supplement line exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to diverse needs. We've got something for everyone at the InfoWars MD line. Ageless Vitality Collagen. Just look into all the benefits of collagen, folks. If you're not getting any collagen in your system, this is a great way to do so. Ageless Vitality Collagen. Superfood greens. Are you getting the fiber? Are you getting the greens in your life? If you're not eating your vegetables, this is a great way to supplement that. Superfood greens. Mushroom Max. All the great benefits of mushrooms. You might not like eating them. I'm not a big fan of them myself, but you can get it in a capsule. You don't have to worry about the nasty taste or texture and get all the benefits. Mushroom Max, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, Turmeric 95. Man, the benefits of turmeric are just incredible. When I'm not taking turmeric, I genuinely can notice the difference. It's one of those types of supplements where you notice when you're not taking it. And for me, it's kind of the soreness and maybe some inflammation after a workout or if I play basketball for a couple hours the next day. I noticed the difference. I noticed the difference. And it's kind of sad. It reminds you, you're not going to be young forever. But that's why turmeric is so important. Turmeric 95, 25% off. The prebiotic formula, the prostate support, very important for men. Nerve Renew, Joint Max Relief. That's both of those things are key. And then good night's sleep. You know, if you're having trouble sleeping, a supplement always great for that. Good night's sleep. All of these, the InfoWars MD premium supplement line, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. We appreciate your support there. That's what makes everything we do here possible.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.